This is the Mexico Week in Review radio report for the week of June 21st, 2004.
This report is a collaboration between Sexto Sol, a Latino issue show airing on Pacifica station KPFT in Houston, Texas, and the Washington, D.C.-based Committee of Indigenous Solidarity.
And now, Teresita Jacinto.
Periódico El Norte reports that Chihuahua environmental and community activists Isidro Valdenegro and Hermenegildo Rivas were to be set free by June 17th. The Tarahumara environmentalists were arrested more than a year ago. They say that Chihuahua State Police broke into their homes without search warrants and planted guns and marijuana so that they could arrest them. Eyewitnesses from their community, Coloradas de la Virgen, confirmed the raid on the men's homes. At the same time the legal process against Valdenegro and Rivas is ending, the state police officers charged with framing the men are going through the legal system now. Although Valdenegro and Rivas are happy to be returning to their family and community, Valdenegro has asked the Federal Attorney General's office to protect not just him, but his town. Valdenegro worries that the community may suffer reprisals after he and Rivas are freed from prison. From Immigration News Brief, this update on the Juarez femicides. State agents say they have begun investigating 54 of the 81 officials cited for incompetence in a federal report analyzing a decade-long string of killings against women in Ciudad Juarez. Jesus Antonio Piñon, Attorney General for Chihuahua State, where Juarez is located, said his office is considering criminal charges against 54 officials, including 8 prosecutors, 12 forensic scientists, and 21 state police officers. Some of those under investigation have since left their posts, but all were employed by Chihuahua between 1992 and 1998 and were involved in investigating homicides against women in Juarez. Reuters has this immigration news report. Human smugglers in Mexico may be using stimulants to boost the stamina of dangerously exhausted immigrants trekking through deserts to cross the U.S. border, authorities said. The U.S. Border Patrol in El Paso, Texas, said it believes human traffickers around the town of Palomas in Chihuahua, Mexico, are supplying migrants with a stimulant thought to be ephedra. We have received recent information through the interviews with migrants that they had either been given stimulants directly or had been told to take them to give them more staying power as they make long treks through the vast and challenging terrain, said Border Patrol spokesman Doug Mosier. We are concerned for the migrants from a health and safety standpoint, as it is widely believed that these stimulants, which we believe to contain ephedra, can cause accelerated dehydration or even heart attacks. La Jornada reporta que el estudio de la JIFA pone el descubierto al espejismo de la producción de enervantes en el agro. A pesar de que la producción de drogas ilícitas incrementa la creación de empleos en el sector rural a corto plazo, sobre todo para pequeños productores y campesinos migrantes, el impacto económico para los agricultores es limitado, pues se estima que solo 1% de las ganancias totales de este comercio llega a manos de los trabajadores del campo, mientras el resto pasa a manos de grupos de narcotraficantes. Las grandes ganancias obtenidas por estos cultivos, destaca la JIFA, quedan en manos de unos pocos, principalmente los que organizan el comercio de drogas, ya que a la larga esta industria ilegal provoca graves problemas que socavarán el desarrollo económico de los países involucrados, pues no existe indicio alguno que la expansión del cultivo ilícito haya dado lugar al mejoramiento de la situación económica en general. Por el contrario, en los países donde se han producido drogas ilícitas, se ha comprobado una declinación del crecimiento económico. Esta es nuestra palabra. This is our word.
That was the Mexico Week in Review radio report, a service by and for those actively supporting the struggles of the indigenous peoples of Mexico while combating related oppression within their own communities. For information about the Committee of Indigenous Solidarity and its Mexico Week in Review newsletter, send email to cisdc@zzapp.org. For more information on this program, visit www.sextosolradio.org.